brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got 30 minutes left with Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, the Q Files. Dr. Paul Craig Robertson and David Icke joining us. Okay, Steve, continuing, just from your own study, not just this other source, your perspective on how they will trigger at some of the stage threats. Is it suitcase nukes carried out by the globalists blamed on Russia to start World War III? You know, everything Tom Clancy puts out basically comes true. 6 years ago, we put out a video game where NATO runs a sneak attack into South Ossetia to start a conflict that then in 2011 and 2012 leads to a nuclear war. Now they put out the end war game where all of this happens and then world government comes out of it. They love this predictive programming. Or is it the economic collapse? Is it conventional stage terror attacks? Is it a wider war, an attack on Iran? What do you see unfolding?
I see all of the above. And let me first of all take the suitcase nuke thing. Alex, that's what launched me on my radio career 15 years ago, because after the situation with Russia and the whole glasnost, perestroika, the Berlin
Alexander
Wall.
Alexander Lebed.
You got it. Alexander Lebed, by the way, I was in the process, and I'm not saying he was murdered because I was trying to interview him, but when Lebed testified before the Walden Committee, he was telling me exactly what's happening. I actually talked to different people that were arms brokers from that part of the world, especially Eastern Europe. And when I say you could get anything you want, you could get the deal handled in Vienna, you could basically go to any of the stands. And those days, the going price for what would be called a suitcase nuke is $5 million. Now, what was fascinating, when I interviewed different black market guys that were selling this stuff, I mean, the typical statement would go, oh, we can get you whatever you want. Let us see the color of your money. Once we see the color of your money, we will be friends. Once we have your money, we will be very good friends, and you will be very happy. That's a literal conversation. The thing is that what I don't think people understand is it's not the argument. See, every time I used to talk about suitcase nukes in America, the CIA would flood out their specific mouthpiece and say, oh, those things don't exist. Alexander Lebed was murdered. He was.
It's called a Dave. Well, I mean, our side, the oldest model was a Davy Crockett. And,
yep.
I mean, there's all sorts of strategic.
Listen, it's way beyond that now, because again, when the whole thing came out with Red Mercury, I was the first guy to interview Sam Cohen, the inventor of the neutron bomb. Okay. When I would talk about Red Mercury and not the stuff that was trying to be sold on eBay, that was basically mercury with a dye in it, but Red Mercury is an atomic, if you will, it's got to be put into a reactor. It's mercury antimony oxide. I mean, it's an atomic byproduct of.
It comes out of a nuclear pile.
Yes, it does. But I mean, you know, here I've got the inventor of the neutron bomb. By the way, telling me that the United States government gave that to China, courtesy of George Bush Sr., the inventor of the neutron bomb was present when the design for the neutron bomb was given to China. But he told me, he said, Steve, I interviewed Sam Cohen, I think 8 times. And had massive conversations with him off air. And here's the thing, Alex. This is no longer old, vintage nuclear weapons that have to be, you know, kept up, batteries, all that stuff, you know, the thorium and all the different products that have to be used in the fission reaction. When I talk to guys who are what we call the mighty men and women of valor, and they tell, you know, I always get told, why would anybody tell you this stuff? Simple. Because I'm trying to tell it like it is. I'm trying to warn people like it is, like you are. And, you know, I can't tell you how many of those devices have been disarmed in the United States. People said I was fully, you know what. But then they could not deny the seismic tracings of, gee, why did all that seismic activity happen on July 15th, you know, a number of years ago? The point is what I'm trying to say is this. We are so mind controlled that you and I could present living, actual testimony, and you know the CIA already ran a study on this and said only 46% of Americans would see it if they saw it. Believe it, if they saw it with their own eyes.
Stay there.
46%.
I want to talk more about neutron weapons because, of course, this is a radiation burst, not a hot flash airburst, and it kills all living creatures in a certain area that doesn't damage the infrastructure. The British Ministry of Defense said now a year and a half ago in their public report, but we'll tell you when we get back.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash. Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ian Fleming, who was a member of MI6, OSS before that, who founded our CIA, his second book was Moonraker, written back in the 50s. And then it was turned into a movie in the 70s with Roger Moore, where an evil mastermind over an international banking cartel wants to release a biological weapon to kill all humans on Earth, but then it phases out in a year. They're going to live on a space station while we all die. Well, again, they throw it in our face in popular culture. Like before 9/11, Fox Television, and I even had one of the stars of the show, the X-Files lone gunman, Dean Haglund, call me and say, I want to come meet with you. And this guy was scared. We interviewed him at my house. That video's up on PrisonPlanet.tv. And he said, listen, the CIA came and planted these plots on us. 6 months before 9/11, the secret group in the government, above the government, hijacks a jet by remote control, uses an anti-terror drill to make NORAD stand down, telling him it's a drill, to fly a jet, a large passenger jet, in the World Trade Center as a pretext to attack Afghanistan. Now, of course, Tom Clancy also wrote a book about something similar. They do this predictive programming to mix reality with unreality to prepare the subconscious mind. Now, that said, we're going back to Moonraker. Well, the elites plan to kill us. They could use biological. They could use chemical. They're using soft kill on us right now with the chemtrails and this fluoride and the mercury. We had Dr. Blaylock, the top brain surgeon, on breaking all this down last Friday. One of their plans, and this is even alluded to in the British Ministry of Defense report for
the 10-year trend, what they believe will happen. They said governments will use neutron weapons to control their populations. Because if we were to try to rebel, the military would try to rebel and take over Washington and restore the Constitution, the black op government will use neutron bombs to kill them. That is stated. Now, they can't stop us taking over all the other cities peacefully and politically saying no and pointing out that we know you're planning to use neutron weapons. Then they really can't do it because politically it would expose them. But that's the level of total full-spectrum dominance is the term they're using. And everybody in NORTHCOM needs to know you're working for people at the highest levels above you who are planning this. Steve Quayle comments.
Absolutely. And the situation that's gone on, if it hadn't been for some pretty amazing people in your area, that, as you know, Austin, just, you know, the central hub for a lot of special operations and everything. If it hadn't been for some of the bravest men and women, Alex, we'd already been there. Let me talk about the dissemination of neutron weapons. It is a neutron weapon kills by an intense radiation burst. It does not have the standard thermal signature and doesn't have the fallout, which is debris that's basically blown up into the upper atmosphere that becomes radioactive and falls out. And, you know, you can take a baseball size, actually a softball sized weapon device and kill everything within 1 square mile. And the thing that I don't think people recognize, now supposedly George Bush, the father, took our neutron weapons out of our arsenal. I don't believe that for a minute. And given the fact that we've got the situation now going where this stuff is in the hands of terrorists and everything else is basically, when I say terrorists, I'm talking about the Illuminati, okay? I want to make that clear.
Yeah, like it's literally chaos. I mean, it's
right,
it's literally
chaos. But let me tell you what this guy said, because, again, when I get someone that I run into, you know, I basically have tried to be a watchman. I've tried to warn.
It's Spectre. Go ahead.
Yes. The bottom line is there, the gentleman I had the meeting with, is really worried about a severe biological attack that's going to be launched upon the United States by the
United States. And they just announced confirmed bird flu deaths in China.
Yep. Now, let me share this with you. I got a call from a homicide detective in central U.S., okay? He said that one of his lead detectives, homicide detective, was in the National Guard. He was at a meeting. And a general was brought in from Washington to discuss what's getting ready to happen. And he talked about the biological event. By the way, this man's police department was all given the bio gear and everything. But it was in the heartland, okay? And his exact words, I can't say it on the radio, but he said, if the American people understood all the deadly fecal contaminant we're going to throw at them, they'd absolutely die on their feet. So this is kind of weird, okay? And he, you know, obviously a lot of people aren't used to such brash talk. Here's what I'm saying, Alex. It's no longer, there's no more time left for people just to be spectators, just to basically get on a board and say, well, what did Alex say? What did Steve say? They've got to get involved. They've got to buy the tapes. And when I say this, your tapes have gone round the world, okay? And the thing that people don't understand is if we do on a shoestring budget what these guys do with $9 trillion. By the way, all that money that was put into the banking system, I know one of the largest gold traders in the world. He sells in metric tons and hundreds of metric tons. He told me all that money is being filtered out of the banks through the Orient into gold. And I can tell you this, based on his receipts and my verification of what he's done, he has told me so. By the way, the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, here's something no one knows. It'll be turned into now, has been turned into the International Monetary Authority. So when all the paper currencies crash, these guys are all saying, well, look, we got all the gold. We're going to issue a currency that's gold-based. This goes beyond the Amero. This goes beyond the Euro. But before that, total chaos. You and I have talked about it, screamed about it. You've filmed about it. I've written about it. But the point is they want total chaos, and out of that chaos will arise the Phoenix or the New World Order. But in the meantime, when I get people from all branches of the military, when I get people from all branches of government, when I get people, former secretaries of state, assistant secretaries of state, all these different people telling me the same stuff and coming so fast and furious that some of them, by the way, have left the country. The point is that there's so little time for people to just say, well, I need more evidence. I need more evidence. Good night. What you need is cojones, and you'd better decide that you've got to use the evidence. And Alex, it's like everybody's got a set of scales before their eyes. In one end is all the information you and I and others give them, and then there's this doubt.
Instead of looking at the mountains of confirmed, in-your-face, admitted that they're getting ready for martial law and mass arrest in FEMA camps in major papers, they come and attack us and say we're full of baloney. That's COINTELPRO. That's operatives. But it's also weak-minded people who've been conditioned by the lies and system. Folks, it's all happening. Bloomberg is reporting that a Fed governor, by name, is saying even local Fed branches have been told, you are under war powers, you can't ask questions, Congress can't ask questions, and Congress has been told they're under war powers. And PDD 51 and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act states the states, the Congress, the judicial has no power. It's, of course, criminal to do this. It's illegitimate, but they're doing it. That it's all under the executive. And the executive, whether it's George Bush or Barack H. Obama, is controlled by the internationalists, openly by the world banks. They are taking us down. This is a corporate receivership. Now, you talk about people on the system stopping it, and I know that people with leaks and info and things that are just amazing that people have gone through to stop this and to back it off and to warn people. That's why 20, 30 years ago, everything that's now declassified, the old-timers who were always colonels or generals retired would say, we funded Mao, we put Mao in. Now it's on History Channel, they admit it. You know, there's a plan to put you in FEMA camp, there's a plan to exterminate you. Now it's declassified. They were there, they were briefed. That's why they warned us. That's why the right-wing Patriot militia people, you know, formed, because we had good patriots in government that did warn us. Are there ways to stop this, or is this going to happen?
It's going to happen, but the way it's going to happen, first of all, it's going to happen at such an accelerated pace. You asked me if it's going to be financial, it's going to be Russia, China, all of the above. Right now, obviously, you know that goodnight Lebanon, rockets have been fired into northern Israel from Lebanon.
And Israel's been responding and saying they may invade, yeah.
Yeah. And see, the thing is, this is all scripted. This is something I don't think, you know, Alex, you refer to Tom Clancy. I remember going public with all of the science fiction producers in Hollywood that had been contacted by the CIA. That's why you have Steven Spielberg having the largest collection, and I'm not going to go there, but alien artifacts. You've got the former Star Trek head, Gene Roddenberry, being basically the guy that was so tied in. And I had one of the CIA's top agents, double agents, tell me.
Well, so, he was the heir. He was the heir apparent to Aleister Crowley and ran the OTO.
You got it.
And then the head of the jet propulsion system, yeah.
Yeah, but when you and I talk about that stuff, see, what we've got to get now is we've got to get people to absolutely, can I tell you something? You've given bits and pieces. You've given the borders. Sometimes it takes an obscure piece. All the pieces fit now, Alex. And it's their timing, this biological event. That's the thing that they're going to do. Because let me share this with you. On their level of terror, they have it all so psychologically computerized, they know that a bio event carries 10 times the weight of a nuclear event.
War games. It makes everybody isolate, makes everybody freeze.
Right. Panic and terror, and they put them right in their spot. By the way, when I asked the question I did not get answered is on the black box jammers, will they shut down all newer vehicles, too? As you know, the police have different electromagnetic-type things that they can shut the ignitions down on newer cars. I do not know that these black box jammers that are the broad spectrum jammers will do that, but I know they also have those. So the critical thing that everyone needs to know is, look, how many times have we told everybody, our listeners, mutual listeners, the interviews we've done?
You didn't just say, I remember you 10 years ago, you didn't just say we'd have an economic collapse. You said it would be triggered by the derivatives, by design, and that's what happened.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm sure you get tired of the same old critics. I'm going to tell you, people that are on boards, that are your own blocks, the people that rise up when they're attacking the messenger, I ask them, I say, well, what's your pay grade? And they say, well, what do you mean, what's your pay grade? I said, you obviously work for them. And I can tell you this, the thing that most people want to be able to do, most normal human beings want to be able to provide for their family security, provide for their safety. I know you're tired of the bloody...
Yeah, the people that are serving the New World Order are destroying their own future. They're burning their own house down. And I don't think they understand just how horrific the final end game is. They have no idea.
Let me tell you this. I'm going to say this. And so all of the billionaires that you're seeing getting whacked, okay, it doesn't matter if it's Merkel in Germany, these guys are not committing suicide.
That's right. I've got a stack of billionaires being killed.
Right. Here's what the word came to me from Beijing, okay? The Beijing said that trillionaires are wiping out the billionaires. And the guy said to me, he said, guess who the trillionaires are, Steve? I said, easy, it's the puppet masters. They don't want any ability to contest them. They let them get built up only long enough to destroy them and take them down.
Yeah, they killed one of the richest guys in Germany. That's actually in my stack. We'll mention that when we get back with Steve Quayle. Final segment. Steve, I got to have you back up in the near future. We're heading into the quickening right now. SteveQuayle.com. Stay with us.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Steve Quayle again. I've got to get you up in the near future. All the games are over. All the denials. We were right about it all. We studied the New World Order. We had our facts straight. And now the enemy's coming down on us with economic conquest and physical conquest. We can educate the public in a crash course that this is all being done to destroy their future and let the public understand that working through the system will destroy them. We can maybe turn this around if we hit our knees and ask God to forgive us, but 50 million abortions later, God isn't in a mood, I don't think, to do that. And the evil just increases. You know, in every case in history, Steve, when a nation becomes wicked, it becomes conquered and enslaved and massacred. And it looks like that's coming now to the Western world.
Well, absolutely. And when people ask me what they can do, and I'm serious, I say this. Don't worry about Nostradamus. Don't worry about 2012. Worry about what Jesus, who's the book of Revelation, is written about. And I make no apologies. People have got to get their hearts right with Jesus, because this thing is not only in the natural realm, it's in the supernatural realm. Alex, you spent so much of your time and effort in your documentary about the Bohemian Grove. There are guys that are absolutely blood-sacrificing Luciferians who offer live children to, you know, incredibly evil entities, and these are the rulers and leaders of the world. I want to say something about gun control, too. The bottom line is anyone that will take your gun will take your life.
Oh, my
God. People had better. I'm making that statement. Don't get mad at Alex.
Oh, no. I just freaked out because I am so conditioned and so ready for our guns to be taken that I forgot they have introduced a bill, the Democrats have, to totally ban guns. And I read the bill last night and couldn't believe it. Kurt Nemo did a story at Infowars.com. And I hadn't even covered that. I knew I was forgetting to cover something. I mean, Steve, we're being hit so fast here.
Right. And I got to say this, and I've said this, and I've been told this. I've been told this by numerous, too many sources. I mean, and generals and admirals I don't know through friends of mine, but they all say the same thing. The bottom line is this thing's going to get really bad. Stay out of it. By the way, there's going to be a fight. There's been a fight going on in the military. You know, I talk about that, and people say, oh, how would he know? Well, obviously, I can't know unless someone tells me.
Wait a minute. There was an Army Times article that the military, they do a poll every year, is the most unhappy with the federal government in its history, even more than Vietnam. And they
absolutely
don't trust Obama.
And the thing is, remember how the Marines greeted Obama with silence. That's why he wants his civilian police force, i.e. equally armed, to equal the military. Look, there are some wonderful people. I owe my life. You owe your life. We don't know all of our lives we owe, and literally to some pretty amazing people that at one time were located out of Austin.
Well, wait a minute. We know that just 6 months ago, Fox Fallon had to resign for refusing to stage terror attacks, and that it was military that refused, the Navy SEALs refused, to stage terror attacks on our Navy ships for Dick Cheney.
Absolutely. And I can tell you this, that when Black Ops A fight Black Ops B, people die, and it's usually written off as a training accident. Again, Alex, this is something that I don't think people understand. What makes me, I got to be careful here, what makes me furious is that these men and women are some of the bravest, and they are some of the most absolutely, when I say invisible to the natural eye, they have to fight in secret, they die in secret. And their motto is that we all might live. And I want to say to those men and women, I don't know if they're at Alpha Site or wherever, but God bless you. Thank you. There are a whole bunch of intercessors out there praying for the mighty men and women of valor and the entire military that took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States and are not going to roll over and let the demons and these devils from hell just simply obliterate 200 million.
And that's why they're bringing in foreign troops. And remember, it was in the mainstream AP a couple years ago that they're not just hiring foreigners, they're hiring aggravated felons. That means violent, arsonist, rapist. That was in the news, Washington Times and AP. People cannot believe this. They're replacing everybody with crooks and nuts and psychopaths and low IQ people. This is such a battle coming up. Folks, find out more about Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com, stevequayle.com, and all the great books and materials and information, and we should support him. I want to get you back up, if you'll do it, in the next few weeks for 2 hours so we can take phone calls, Steve. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thanks, Alex. Bye-bye.
God bless you, sir. Okay, we've got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts coming up in the next segment, and then David Icke. Speaking of getting the word out, ladies and gentlemen, the number one thing you can do is not buy the books and videos off Infowars.com. That's important to support us and to get the films and make copies of Endgame, Terrorstorm, and things like that. The most important thing to do is to tell your email list, your MySpace, your church, print up flyers, your business, work, your neighbors, and tell them about Infowars.com and the radio show. Wherever you are in the world on the internet, you can listen, or the free podcast you can subscribe to in the listen page, and or the local AM and FMs you're listening to us on right now. Stop at red lights. Tell people, hey, tune in to this station or that station, this AM, that FM. It is so important because people are finally listening. They know we're telling them the truth. They heard us years ago say this and laughed at us. Now they've seen it come true. They're finally listening. Now's the time to wake people up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
IonicZone.com has the best prices on commercial shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. But did you know IonicZone.com also sells a water ozonator that's a must-have for anyone interested in good health? It's true. The IonicZone Digital Water Ozonator features an air intake and can be fed dry air through the supplied air dryer or pure oxygen via an oxygen tank. Ozone-fortified water can be used to kill bacteria, sanitize food, produce, and eliminates bacteria in the mouth by gargling, which helps prevent bad breath and even heart disease. The optional ozone bidet attachment is used for personal hygiene, which can kill the bacteria down below that can lead to irritation. It's amazing what 3 atoms of oxygen can do. Call Ionic Zone today at 1-800-549-9535. That's 1-800-549-9535. Or visit them on the web at IonicZone.com. That's IonicZone.com today.
Some folks are born with a silver spoon in their hand. Don't they help themselves?
Some folks are born, make the way to fly.
That's a allusion to tyranny. What did Caesar do when he brought the troops across the Rubicon 2,060-something years ago? He brought his troops into Rome to dominate the Senate. It's all happening. Bloomberg reported several weeks ago that war powers has been declared. Former Fed governor said that the New York Fed is running the Treasury, everything, it's all secret, trillions missing. Israel is bombarding Gaza now. Supposedly rockets have been fired last night in to northern Israel out of Lebanon. They're responding. Israel's talking about invading now. China's talking about not buying U.S. debt anymore. Obama's announcing spending our way out of the crises and giving $1 trillion to select cronies. I can think of no one better to get on for a half hour than best-selling author, lecturer, researcher, syndicated columnist, father of Reaganomics, former head of policy, Department of Treasury under Ronald Reagan, a true conservative, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Doctor, it's good to have you here with us.
Well, hello, Alex. Good to be with you.
Everything we feared, the martial law, the troops, there's now Marines at checkpoints in the mainstream news helping look for drunk drivers as they acclimate us. There's so much to talk about. What should we get into first?
Well, whatever's on your mind.
Let's talk about the police state. Clearly, they've been setting it up for a long time. We hoped Obama wouldn't continue with the whole operation, but it appears that's the direction he's going in. The trillions missing, the economy, where do you see it all going?
Well, it's easiest for me to say something about the economy. I think in the near term, Alex, we're going to experience more deflation. In an effort to stem the deflation, there'll be a tremendous new creation of money and credit, particularly for the United States government, which this year, on the cash basis, which is the basis the OMB uses for the government's fiscal year budget, the deficit will be $2 trillion. I don't know of any way they can finance that. Possibly the flight of Americans out of stocks and money market funds and bank CDs may take refuge in governments. But other than that, they'll have to monetize it. That is, the Federal Reserve will simply have to take the bonds and print money. I don't think the foreigners will lend it to them because they'll see it as an enormous dilution of the existing holdings, which are massive. And most likely, the issuance of all this new debt will cause foreigners to want to lighten up their holdings of treasury bonds, and they'll come on the market too, and they'll have to be monetized.
Sir, as a top economist, what would you describe this that we're going into, hyper-stag inflation? Because we have a depressing of the real economy, a contraction, but at the same time, this massive issuance of currency and liquidity to select groups. I mean, what do you call that?
Yeah, I think I agree with John Williams that this is going to be a hyperinflationary depression. As I was leading into that, the initial stages are deflation, which what we're seeing now. There'll be money and credit creation. There'll be pressure on the dollar in the exchange markets. And inflation will eventually result from all this money and credit, and there'll then be pressure on the dollar from the domestic inflation rate. And so I just don't see how they can manage this with any traditional economic policy tools. So I think high unemployment and rising prices, and it will be worse than the Great Depression, because during the Great Depression, the high unemployment was accommodated, in a sense, with falling prices. But now we're going to have people losing their jobs while prices rise. That's much harder to deal with. So I think it's going to be very bad. It might be why they're deploying troops, since they expect that there'll be a lot of dislocation of people. I mean, just look at the foreclosure rate on homes, on mortgages, and the amount of people who've already lost their homes.
And then I know people that have jobs who are trying to get modest houses. There's all these empty houses sitting around, but the banks won't give them a loan for people that have jobs and money to even get a new house.
Well, I don't know. That was true for a while, but I think they're willing to lend if you've got jobs and money. But the fact is that if you look at the current unemployment rate and we measure it like it used to be measured, you know, 20 years ago by the government before they monkeyed with the numbers, that we already have 15-16% unemployment. I mean, that's the current rate of unemployment. And this, I think, is just starting. There's a lot more to hit, you know, not just the subprime derivatives, but we've got all that credit card debt. We've got car loans and all
home improvement loans.
Well,
business loans.
Well, they've got the, I'm talking about the securitized stuff.
Yeah, all the stuff they've been selling, yeah.
So they've got credit card debt, they've got car loans, and they've got now, of course, the commercial loans, you know, all the shopping centers and stuff. Their stores in these shopping centers are closing, and so the rent to the owners of the shopping centers are down, and so they're going to be defaulting. So this is not going to be, this is not, it's just starting, I think.
The Economist just came out, as you know, I'm sure, and said that we are in a depression, not a recession. And now we've got leaders of countries saying it's a worldwide depression beginning. So we went from there's no recession to now we're going into a depression. Looking at this, how do you see this unfolding? When will we hit the depths of it, and how bad will it be?
Well, that requires a crystal ball. I don't think anything like this has ever happened before, certainly not in the United States. And so I can't answer that. All I can say is that people are first going to be put through the ringer of deflation, declining asset values, and then the efforts they make to deal with that is going to will set off the opposite rising inflation. It could easily reach hyperinflationary level. And no one really knows what to do, and there aren't really any solutions.
Sure, go ahead.
You have to understand, too, you see, the United States is now a heavily import-dependent country. We weren't during the Depression. We weren't dependent on imports.
We were on the land.
No, but we weren't dependent. We had no trade deficits. We didn't have to import energy and manufactured goods and advanced technology products and our shoes and our clothes. But see, now we're heavily dependent on imports. So we have massive trade deficits and no way to pay for them, particularly if the dollar goes. So I think it's the potential here is far worse than the Depression. I don't see any leadership in Washington. The first thing they did, as you, I'm sure you've emphasized many times, is they ran in and stole $1 trillion from the taxpayers and gave it to the banksters. And so the first thing they did when they see a crisis is to take advantage of it to steal from us more to give to the banksters who caused the problem. So you can see that with the kind of leadership we have, they're criminals. Anything that happens, they use it as an opportunity to steal more.
And, sir, as you know, Obama cheerleaded for the banker takeover bill called the bailout, and whereas people had hoped he would, at least it would be a repudiation of Bush, it appears that he is going to accelerate the entire program, including the Middle East, confrontation with Russia, everything.
Well, you know, Alex, what's going to put the quietus on their confrontation with Russia and their wars in Afghanistan and everywhere else is the fact they're not having any resources. See, all of that is financed by China and Japan and the Saudis. And why are they going to keep financing a sinking ship? I mean, we're talking about a ship that's going to sink big time.
So you're saying it will sink. You're saying now we will have a mega depression now. Because the last time we had you on, you said it was a possibility. In just a few months, you're now saying mega depression.
I don't see any way around it. Just ask yourself, how can they finance this current year's operating budget deficit of $2 trillion? That's at least five times larger than any deficit they've ever had to finance before, and they're in a much weaker position.
But they're counting on the military to enforce the banker takeover of the Republic and a militarized police who are so arrogant now they shoot a guy on video in the back for no reason on the ground and aren't even going to indict the cop that did it, and people are rioting in San Francisco.
Yes, I think that the police are out of control. They're basically thugs who like to use violence. And there's no accountability now because the government got away with 9/11. And so any kind of violence is justified in terms of protecting us from terrorists or people who might have been a terrorist. So you've been on that. You know that. But
well, you're not mincing words now. You're saying guaranteed mega depression. 9/11's an inside job, not the evidence points towards it. Man, you're really, Dr. Roberts, coming right out and putting it all on the table.
Well, I've never tried to hide anything. I just try to say what the evidence supports. I never believed 9/11 because I was had engineering training at Georgia Tech, and I could tell when a building is being blown up by explosives. Any fool can look at those films and see that the buildings aren't falling down, they're blowing up.
I know. And so we're in the twilight zone, Doctor. I mean, you're the father of Reaganomics, the big star with Ronald Reagan. I mean, you're so respected, and now here you are writing and talking about all this, and people in government are snickering and sucking their thumbs while, as you said, wild criminals are running around stealing, and suddenly all these billionaires are hanging themselves, jumping in front of trains. They're clearly being killed. Madoff, he didn't steal $50 to $100 billion by himself. It turns out big banks knew and were involved with him. I mean, you're right. Can you speak about the Madoff syndrome? This is the founder of the NASDAQ.
Yeah, I just don't know enough about it, but it certainly does show the extent of the total corruption. I mean, the man didn't need to do that. It wasn't like he was poor. And furthermore, nobody needs $50 billion. There's nothing you can do with $50 billion. It's a huge sum. Now, it's not large enough to create your own private army to overthrow the United States or China or anything. But it's far larger than anybody could ever spend.
Wall Street and the banksters have done is they have stolen the pension funds, moved all this money into other assets, and they are overthrowing us.
That's right. They're overthrowing our financial security. They've pretty much accomplished that.
But aren't they burning down their own house in the process?
It's sort of surprising that the people haven't dragged him out in the street and hung him, actually. I mean, 100 years ago, what would have happened to him? I can't say I know, but and we don't know what's going to happen yet. But we don't need to be so extreme in what we say. We can just ask the question, how are they going to finance a $2 trillion deficit? This is never done before. When I was in Treasury, if we'd had to finance a $2 trillion deficit, we wouldn't know what to do. And, of course, the economy then was far stronger, and we didn't have massive trade deficits. We hadn't offshored all the good jobs.
So how do you see this unraveling then? Because I've got several mainstream articles here today. Here's one. U.S. companies face $409 billion pension deficit, but then you read the number that the pensions in the end of 2007 were $1.66 trillion, but now the liabilities are $1.6 trillion. So it says there's only $6 billion left. This is Reuters. Here's another one. International Herald Tribune, U.S. debt is losing appeal in China, and it sources major Chinese papers saying they may just completely stop buying U.S. debt.
Well, I suspect they will. And as I said, we've already covered that. When people see, our creditors are foreigners because the American saving rate is zero.
Negative.
It may be negative. But the point is we don't have any money to finance our deficit. So we have to rely on foreigners. Now, I did say it's possible that this deficit can be financed by the American flight from stocks and money market funds and bank CDs, because there may be further crises from the credit card debt and all the rest that cause them again to lose confidence. And so people may buy the treasuries just as the only place they think they can put the money other than in their mattress.
Even though they get no return.
Even though they get no return. They may do that, and that may finance it. Nevertheless, even if that does finance it, the foreigners are going to see, hey, look, there's $2 trillion more in Treasury bonds that are out. What has that done to the value of mine? Should I be holding these things? And then if they start lightening up the existing holdings, not only will they not buy anymore, they start selling what they got, then all that comes into the market. Who takes that up? And the Fed would have to monetize it. They just have to create the money.
So you're saying no way out, any way you cut it, they can only extend out the total collapse but make it worse when it does happen.
Well, I can't see how they can get out of that. Whatever they do, it looks to me, is either going to put pressure on the dollar's exchange value, driving it down, or it's going to cause more inflation, driving the value of the dollar down, or it's going to erode the government's credit standing. There's nothing they can do that's not going to do one of those three things, and perhaps all of them that I can think of. Now, maybe some brilliant person will show up and they'll come up with some new scheme. But, you know, Alex, the problem is that the debt has so greatly outpaced
the economy,
the growth of real income, that there's just not enough income there to support the debt. And generally, Alex, when that happens, they get rid of it by inflating away the debt.
Yes.
So that is the most likely outcome.
Well, Obama said that today. He said they're going to print money. That's the headline on Drudge. Wow. How do we protect ourselves? We'll talk to Dr. Roberts on the other side in the final short segment with him. He's got his book out, his new book out, in its second edition, updated, The Tyranny of Good Intentions. And, well, it gets into just the incredible corruption of the courts and the whole system. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no way to polish this thing. It is what it is, a big turd.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down.
Shut
up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, in closing, in the 5 minutes we have left here in this first New Year's show I've done with you.
Vietnam War.
Any ways to turn this around, or if you were in government, what would you do? briefly, and then a comment on the Gaza situation now expanding into southern Lebanon.
You may know the Bank of England is the British version of the Federal Reserve, and one of their former governors announced 2 days ago, this is reported in the London Telegraph, this is the quote, the long-held assumption that U.S. assets, particularly government bonds, are a safe haven, will soon be overturned as investors lose their patience with the American economy and flee from the dollar. So he predicts a massive dollar collapse. Now, if that happens, we're dead meat. There's nothing we can do because that's how we pay our bills. So what would I do if I was in the Treasury? I would first try to reassure the world that the dollar still had a chance to be the reserve currency. I would do that by attacking the budget deficit and the trade deficit. I would attack the budget deficit by instantly stopping these expensive wars that we cannot afford, by slashing the massive defense budget, which is larger than the rest of the world combined and has no practical purpose. We cannot establish American hegemony over the world. I would slash that, and therefore I would get the damn budget deficit down by a half a trillion dollars. And then I would impose a new form of taxes on corporations. I would abolish the income tax, and I would tax them according to how much of the value added of their products occurred in the United States. If they make their goods that they sell to us here, they have a very low tax rate. If they make them in China or Indonesia or somewhere else, they have a very high tax rate. And so that would tend to bring the jobs back to America. It would take
so an
time.
internal tariff to incentivize domestic
development. It's not a tariff. It's a way of taxing the corporations that gives, that offsets or eliminates their incentive to chase cheap labor abroad.
And look at the opposite. Look at globalization with China with all the slave goods.
So now that's and if this was believable, then the world might say, okay, these fools are finally going to take the necessary steps. They'll get their house back in order. We'll stick with them. But if instead all we do is run up more debt and continue these wars, which they're going to stop financing sooner or later, we're going to have this dollar collapse, in which case
it's over.
It's over. There's no way out if that happens. Now, what's going on in Palestine? So many people have said this is genocide. This is the destruction of a people. It's been going on for 60 years. The Israelis have gotten away with their lies and their violence and their war crimes for 60 years, and they'll continue. I see that the NBC anchorwoman and foreign affairs correspondent, Andrea Mitchell, said on Sunday that we have American soldiers from the Corps of Engineers stationed on the Egyptian side of the Rafah crossing, helping close the tunnels.
Yes.
So what are them? You know, so we are involved in it directly now. It's not just that we gave them permission. We got our guys over there helping them. So if you look at to the extent that there's moral passions left in the world, we're going to be hated just like the Israelis.
All right, so they will be happy when we collapse.
And they'll be happy when we collapse.
Thank you for all your time, sir.
You're welcome, Alex. Good being with you.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.